Welcome to episode number 67 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I can't believe that I have already recorded so many episodes. It's crazy. I've been doing this for 15 months and it's still so much fun to record my own thoughts on different topics, to look back on the episodes and to just share what's on my mind with so many people. That's really, really cool. Even though I have to say that something changed and the algorithm isn't as favorable anymore. So I would really love it. If you like this podcast, please recommend it to someone that you know would benefit from listening. That would be really, really nice of you. And that would support me a lot, because as small creators, it's kind of really annoying to be, I don't want to say a victim, but to be dependent on the algorithm and the favors of it. So yeah, if you like what I do, then please recommend Sweet But Salty to somebody that you know. All right, I have no idea what I'm exactly going to talk about. This episode doesn't have a title yet, so I've just sat down to ramble. No, I've sat down to talk about one particular thing, and it's that sometimes you need some time to let things evolve on their own. And I'm a control freak. I love to be in control all the time, and in regards to pretty much everything. I've gotten so much better than I used to be, like so much better. But it's still part of me that I want to know what's going on. Let's put it that way. And when it comes to dealing with other people, for example, your reach or the reach of your control is limited, of course, because you can't control what somebody else does. And that's kind of the beauty of it that I'm discovering more and more, because it also means that we don't have to worry about what somebody else is going to do, because we can't influence it. I mean, we can maybe influence certain decisions to a certain degree, but in the end, what somebody else does is not our decision and it's not our business. So that's kind of really nice to be able to surrender control and to say that whatever somebody else decides, I am going to accept because it's their decision. And then I'm going to see what I can do and how I can position myself. And I think there is beauty in letting things evolve on their own, to like let them be and just see what happens, to be somehow a silent spectator, if you will, on the sidelines. That's sometimes the best thing ever. Yeah. And I know I talked about manifesting in some of my past episodes, and my stance on that has changed, to be honest. Well, first of all, I think we can reach our goals no matter how big they are. We can always work towards them. But there is a difference between working towards something and doing things actively in order to reach them, and manifesting in the sense that, you know, a lot of people describe it. Because manifestation has to do with focusing your entire thoughts on that one particular thing you want to reach and using affirmations and different things to speed up the process. But it often does not really involve this active component, like making plans in terms of a plan of what you can do to become active in order to reach your goal. That's kind of neglected. The main point is, for me personally, that I don't agree with manifesting, because I've realized that it kind of doesn't agree with my faith. I'm Catholic, as you know. If you've listened to a couple of different episodes, you would know that. And I think that praying is fundamental, and the power of prayer is really incredible. I know there's going to be people who will say that there is not really a difference between wishing for something and praying for something. But the difference is basically that with manifesting, you kind of want to be the one in charge. You want to be the one in control. you think that you are the one getting all these things that you are wishing for. And with prayer, you're surrendering to God and to His plan for you. So it takes away the pressure and it takes away this otherwise so crushing belief that you have to be the one in charge and in control and you have to make things happen. With prayer, you say, God, whatever you have in store for me, please reveal it to me in your divine timing. That's kind of what you say. And there is a lot of hope in that. There is a lot of calm in that. And I've realized that when I tried to manifest something, also using affirmations, so on and so forth, I used to be left with this feeling of it's not enough. Even if I got what I wanted, it was never enough. But with praying and with surrendering to God's plan, it's like you're calm. And I have prayed this past week and I've been filled with so much peace of mind and so much calm and beautiful energy that I know comes from God and that I know I wouldn't have reached if I had, you know, taken a different approach to the situation, as in try to manifest something. So I encourage you to pray for what you want and you'll see that you'll be filled with joy and calm and strength. And at least I hope that you will have the same experience as I have. You will feel like you have arrived and there is no more searching necessary because you've found what you were looking for. And you've maybe found things that you didn't even know you were looking for. And that's the beauty of it. It's not a constant search. It's a coming home, so to say. So there is no need to be in control anymore. And that's really nice. So I think that was it for this episode. I really hope you could take away something from it. If you did, then please rate this episode on Apple Podcasts so I can see that you liked it. Also, feel free to rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot. And yeah, I will catch you next week. Bye.